Okay, welcome to Thursday. This is the second last day of our podcast. I hope you've enjoyed them. We'd love to hear from you if you have, because I just want to fill you with faith and share the principles of God's word with you so that you can live the victorious life. Remember, it says in Romans 5, it says, those who received the abundant provision of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. God's destiny for you is to reign in life. It's not his destiny for you to sink. And yesterday we were talking about Peter, who took his eyes off grace, took his eyes off Jesus, and began to sink. And we talked about the three distractions that come into our lives. So I want to talk today about how do we practice focus on Jesus. So when comparison tries to distract you, I want to give you a strategy which is about filter everything through the lens of eternity. So when comparison tries to distract, you ask, does this matter in eternity? Remember, everything we're doing on earth is a dress rehearsal for the rewards of heaven. Bible says in 1 Corinthians that all of our work that we've done while alive and in this body will be tried by fire to see whether it's the will of God, to see whether it's our own selfishness, and we will be rewarded based on living by grace, receiving grace, and living in that place where we're focused on him. So when criticism tries to distract you, you ask, am I living for an audience of one or an audience of many? I remember coming to America, and that meant leaving all the positions, all the things that we had in Australia, and it meant leaving some people wondering, people in our church kind of bewildered by what's happened to our pastor. People saying, what's happened to him? Where's he gone? And every day, with only eight of us here, ready to pioneer churches for Futures Church, living in anonymity, not known, not celebrated, I had to say to myself, as I was tempted to be distracted, does this matter in eternity? Am I living for the audience of one? Am I in the will of God? And the answer was yes. So suck it up, Ashley. You're in the will of God. Don't look at what people are doing. Don't think about what people are saying. Be focused. Of course, many years later, people are now saying, wow, this is incredible. What helped me is a scripture I found when I was a young man. I think it's in Zechariah. It says, at the laying of the capstone, the people stood and applauded. And God showed me back then, it's only when the capstone, the final piece, has been revealed that people go, wow, I believed in this all the time. So people are going to try to distract you from your purpose, distract you from where God's taking you. Are you in the will of God? That's the number one question. That's the eternal question. And when circumstances try to distract you, you need to ask, is God still on the throne? Is his plan still intact? Am I out of the will of God? What's going on? So when COVID came, right, and hit the world, is God still on the throne? Yes, he is. Is his plan still intact? Yes, he is. Are we going to survive? I don't know, but yes, I am, because I'm keeping my eyes on him. And the lens of eternity recalibrates your focus instantly. Every day, just ask yourself now, what are you worried about? Does it matter in eternity? Does it matter in the long run? The answer's more than likely going to be no, if you're living in God's purpose. Number two, practice number two is, limit your inputs. Here's the thing, you can't stay focused on Jesus if you're constantly consuming content that shifts your focus, right? That's why I limit social media, because it breeds comparison. I limit the news, it breeds anxiety. Limit different voices, not every opinion deserves your attention, because what you feed grows. So feed focus on grace. Keep receiving every day, keep deep diving. Can't wait to release my book for you free. God's just given me so much to share on grace, and it's going to be about from scarcity to supernatural supply, living in the overflow of God's grace and favor. And I'm hoping that'll be out next week, and you'll get a link, you'll get a QR code so you can download it on Kindle through Amazon. If you do it through Amazon, it'll cost, but I'm going to send it to you so you get it free of charge. I want all of our people in all of our campuses, over 17,000 people across our four countries that we're in, to receive the good news. The good news. Jesus is the good news. Grace is the good news. And we need to keep our focus fixed on Him, and we need to feed our focus. Practice number three, create daily reset moments. Set alarms during the day. When they go off, pause. You know, I set alarms for reminders all the time. So setting an alarm to be reminded to reconnect with grace. And ask yourself, where are my eyes right now? Am I focused on Jesus or distracted by the storm? Recalibrate, refocus, reset. Practice number four is surround yourself with people who keep you focused. Now, there are people in your life that you need to help, but you need to be part of a connect group. You need to be part of youth. You need to be part of young adults. You need to be part of a dream team so that people that are in that place can pull your focus towards Jesus, right? Other people are going to pull your focus towards distraction. So you need to limit the distraction. Choose your circle wisely. I always say to people, show me your friends and I'll predict your future, because your friends are taking you to your future. And wherever they're going, you're going too if you're with them. And so focusing is a real battle, right? I've been through many seasons where I've had to battle focus. Being distracted, being defensive, comparing myself, circumstances pulling me into anxiety. And I realized I'm sinking. I'm not actually moving forward. And it's not because Jesus has stopped empowering me, but because my eyes were on everything except grace. So I made some hard decisions, right? I stopped reading comments. I stopped allowing comments to be on my social media. I got off it for the last 2 years because I just realized it wasn't helpful. It wasn't really doing anything. Who cares? That's how I help myself focus. Putting daily reset alarms, maybe 3 times a day. Remind, where are your eyes today? And slowly, your focus will return. And I know for me, every time I refocus, I start walking on water again. Not because the storm stopped, because my eyes were back where they belonged. You know, let me tell you what distraction costs you. It's going to cost you momentum because you slow down. You lose forward motion. You start drifting instead of driving. Number two, you lose authority. You lose the power of your voice because you're speaking from insecurity, not secure identity. Cost three is impact. When you distract, you can't fully invest in what God's called you to. That's why it says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, not your righteousness, not how good you are, how good He is. Cost four is your peace, because when you're distracted, anxiety increases because your eyes are on the storm, not on your Savior. Distraction is expensive and the enemy knows it. So let me give you the three signs as we finish off today that your focus has shifted. Number one, your anxiety levels are increasing. Worry. You see, I used to think worry was my superpower. It meant that I could be ahead of the game. But I realized it actually bore the fruit of anxiety. It didn't help me. It helped me in a couple of things, but it really didn't help me overall. So anxiety is increasing is a sign that your focus has shifted. Because when your eyes are on Jesus, peace increases. Grace flows like a river. But when your eyes are on the storm, on the criticism, on the comparison, anxiety increases. So check your anxiety levels today. They'll tell you where your eyes are. Sign two, you're constantly comparing. When your eyes are on Jesus, you run your own race. This is one of the things I've had to do over the last 20 years is force myself to run my own race at the pace and the grace that God allows. When your eyes are on others, you're constantly measuring. And if you're comparing, you're distracted. Sign three, you're defending instead of declaring. When your eyes are on Jesus, you're declaring truth. You're bold. But when your eyes are on critics, you're defending. You're in defensive mode, or you're not in strong run forward mode. You are in trying to protect yourself mode, right? Sign three is your defending instead of declaring, is your critics. And so we need to understand what distracts us and then how to refocus. So here's my question for you today. What's distracting you right now? Is it comparison, criticism, or circumstances? Identify it and then refocus. Is your family distracted by social media, busyness, or comparison? Create rhythms that refocus everyone on Jesus. Maybe you worship together. Maybe you go to the bedroom of your child at nighttime and talk to them when they want to talk. Are you making decisions in your business or work or church based on metrics or mission? Whether at home, whether at work, in your business, or at church, refocus. Lead for an audience of one. In your marriage, are you comparing your marriage to others? Stop. Focus on Jesus and his design for your covenant. These are some things to say today. I fix my eyes on Jesus, not on circumstances. I am not distracted by comparison, criticism, or chaos. Jesus is my focus, my standard, and my strength. I walk on water when I keep my eyes on him. I filter everything through the lens of his truth. I lead, live, and love for an audience of one. Stop looking at the storm. Stop comparing. Stop obsessing over what people think. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Keep them there. And you'll do the impossible. You'll live in supernatural power. Grace will flow. Peace will come. Everything will be fine. The rest will lose its grip on you. That's God's plan for you today. Let me just remind you, this Sunday we have our 9:30 pre-service prayer meeting where we do communion, we do ministry, we pray for people, we learn how to receive so that by the time service comes, boom, we're receiving at a very high level what God wants to impart to us. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow for our last day together on podcast.